Morning, Dr. Genetic Tatey. A 12-lead EKG of a patient, Jeffrey Newman, on 1/22/26, Mr. Newman performed a 12-lead EKG. Period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. Period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal. Period. And paragraph compression normal. EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Soleved, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn and to Dr. Robert Cortina. On 1/22/26, Mr. Soleveld performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/9/25, there's been no change. Period. Of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. The next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, Terry T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 1/22/26, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/17/25, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.